Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Big Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And it's awesome to be here today because, as always, I get to hang out with super cool people. And let's see who the super cool people are today. Tom, how are you?
I'm good. I'm not sure. I was trying to decide if I felt super cool today. I'm just a little cool.
You're always super cool.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Patrice. I'm doing great. Thanks, Jeff. Been a busy week. We had a party for my niece who graduated from college a couple weeks ago for all the local people
nice.
Here. My brother was here. He drove down from Washington for the event and helped us install a new floor in the laundry room. Floor, it's not linoleum, it's marmoleum. It's kind of like the old school linoleum in terms of the way it is, but it's not. Anyway, it's new material, and it was a pain in the ass.
Why is this?
Because we had to move out, you know, a dryer, a sink, and a 250-pound washing machine. Two or three times, you know, in and out, in and out.
And oh, your washing machines are so cute, where you put stuff in the top and it goes round, aren't they? And they're about the size of the house. They're so cute.
Yeah, we have a front loader, which is even heavier. So, and we decided we're too old to move washing machines around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all done. Everything is done. So, I'm good.
Awesome. And Ian, that's awesome. Your washing machines are so cute. And yours are so weird. They have an identity crisis. They don't know if they're a washing machine or a dryer.
Right.
And they're certainly not dryers.
Even if it claims the word dryer on the front, that's Trace Descriptions Act, in my opinion. It's just lies. Complete lies.
Yep.
But that was a shock when we I knew about it. I've seen them on the TV, of course. But then we were on a trip. We did traveling down from New York all the way down to Washington, and we'd done Airbnbs. And so we're going to be washing some clothes, going to the other half. And we opened this door to see this thing. That's a washing machine. Hello, America. The 20th century is calling. Like your equipment.
It's so
back.
True. I remember my grandma having one of those top loaders. Like, that's like old
school. That was old school here. When I was growing up, we had one like that. And then went to a front loader because that's modern and convenient and smaller and efficient.
It is.
And all those many good things are meant to be. But yeah, it was just...
Yeah. I do wish that where I'm living now, I had a front loader because that's what I've had in the past. Like when I owned my place and loved it, but you know, it's an apartment and and
when I moved
in
into
the
my
United
apartment,
States,
I replaced them. I was like, I put them on the side, like somewhere in storage, and like, or in the garage, I think, and like got my own. Like, no, I'm not dealing with this shit. Sorry.
I'm not dealing with having these moved out and having new ones brought three stories up in. You know, I'm just glad I have a washer and dryer because in my
there
old place
go.
I didn't.
That's true.
Right. There you go.
That is definitely worth a lot.
Yeah. I'm also glad to have a dishwasher. Didn't have that in my old place. Of course, my kitchen was smaller than most people's bathrooms. It was basically, I'm not kidding. I think it was what do you call it? A half bath when it's just a toilet and sink.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was at one point, and it was converted into the kitchen.
So what did you use the toilet paper holder for when it got converted into a kitchen?
Paper towels, duh.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously.
I used to, but that was like my student like apartment. I had like a shower in the kitchen. And it was tiny. Like it was like a small house, like first floor up, so like all the walls had like angles, whatever. It was all the wood plate. the kitchen. I could basically go in, turn around, talk, walk out. It was that's how big it was, but there was the shower in it, so. But
So
I
you
mean, you're
could
a
cook and
student, you
clean
don't
at the
have a lot of
same
time.
time.
Oh yes, I could throw everything in the shower and just clean it. Oh, there.
Brilliant.
I did have a sink, but I just you could do that if you wanted. I never did. But I could have.
That's I can totally picture it. And
It was really tiny. But I mean, yeah, you're a student. You don't have a lot of money. You don't need a
right.
lot of space. You just like
No.
whatever.
What it takes to does the job, yeah, completely.
Yeah, I mean, I had the luxury of having two rooms, like a bedroom and like a living room office kind of.
Wow, you were living large.
Yeah,
That is
exactly.
living for a student. If a student
Oh
thinks that's
yeah.
living large, that's living large.
That was my luxury. I didn't have a proper bathroom or kitchen, but yeah, I had that.
That's luxury. Yeah. Yeah. My student housing experience was less enjoyable. Didn't even have a bathroom in the apartment. It was because it was all apartments done by the school, and they didn't see any need to treat students any better than if they were, say, in prison. So it was
Yay.
our apartments were
Oh,
more like cells,
wow.
and then there was the community showers and restrooms, and yeah, good times.
When you build your resilience.
I've lost track. Have we said hi to everyone?
Don't think so.
Just me, I think.
No,
Just you.
I
Oh, then
think
Ian, how are
so.
you?
Yeah.
I'm really good. I'm good. I'm in a state of technical flux because they've rebuilt my computer because Intune or something. So I've not got my normal
Oh
backgrounding, and there's various bits of faff. Oh, but there we are. Things are working anyway, other than that. And I've also this week been fighting with things like Oracle Virtual Machine Manager. Who knew they had one?
no.
I and
Wow.
yes, err is the right.
It
Sounds
It's
painful.
well, it's that thing of VMware is, or more accurately, Broadcom is messing up a lot of people's lives in terms of the cost of VMware. And so people are looking at alternatives. I'm building training material for my team so they can, when they go out to sell, they've at least got an idea of what these things look like and have some, yes, we've seen that, we know what we're talking about. And so I'm struck by having played around with two of the alternates now of, my God, how good VMware is in terms of ease of use, of how quickly, how straightforward it is to set up these things. Broadcom, what are you doing? This is, and you're thinking, yeah, really, this is, it's
What's
true.
the saying, Ian? Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Completely, completely. And it's just stupid. But there we are. So my week has mostly been. I initially was quite excited because I looked at the documentation. It looked quite straightforward, and I thought, "Oh, that'll be all right, maybe." And it
That
was,
can't be true, but it can't be right.
it's
Famous
well written,
last
and it was
words.
even well written documentation. I thought, "Oh, this is going to be okay." And now I've been banging my head with various small and weirdness because of over. But
I
never mind.
just
That's
didn't
enough of that.
realize that the documentation was fiction.
I think that was it. That is
It
exactly it. The
was a
documentation is
novel.
fiction.
Yeah, it wasn't
Because
even
it all it
historical
looked
fiction.
clear and it looked clear and fairly straightforward. I can follow this, I'll be all right, yes.
My guess is if you went to the offices of that company, the doc person, the tech pubs person would be employee of the month every month. They were the only one doing a good job.
Company as big as Oracle, you hope for a little bit of help.
So
No. I
you're
mean, it's like
potentially
Microsoft, right?
moving from Hock Tan's world in Broadcom and VMware to Larry Ellison's world in Oracle. I think
We're not. It's just
that's kind of a sideways move.
See,
but
we're not actually.
at least there's Brett Terpstra working for Oracle, so there's a chance that I don't
Oh,
know
there
what
you
he even
go.
works on, but there's a chance that you use something that he worked on.
That's
If it's the
comical.
part that
Like the
works, right?
documentation. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
No,
probably if the documentation is really good, that's probably because of
it's pretty bad writing. Yeah, it explains a lot.
it.
But yeah, we're a backup company, so we build solutions that connect to things like Oracle Virtual Machine Manager, like Proxmox, which is one of our latest things. We're very excited. Proxmox is coming in for us. We've got the classic Hyper-V and VMware. And so my training and stuff I set up for our guys is generally stuff they can get familiar with the products. So they can kind of, when they go and talk to customers that have got this or are getting this, they're not clueless and sit there scratching their heads along with them as they're trying to set stuff up. So my training's mostly aimed at, look, this is what it looks like. These are the terminology. These are the things. This is how it behaves. This is the hot mess you've got to deal with. The
There,
fire extinguisher. The fire
that's it.
extinguisher is in the
This is
corner.
your
The
hot
dumpster fire
mess.
is over, and the fire extinguisher in the corner, and the dumpster fire is over there. Away you go, guys. So yeah, no, it's that kind of thing. It is interesting to see the difference between the two big players and everybody else, kind of thing. I've more to delve into. So there'll be more grumpiness from me from this. But it's just, oh really? Why? But never mind.
Well, good luck with all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Patrice, how are you?
I'm doing okay, I think. I don't know. I had to think about that. Like, how am I doing it? No, it's okay. It's been a rough week, but I'm happy to be here.
Awesome.
Yeah,
Well,
I mean, today was a good day. I got stuff delivered. I got my pens. I got ink for the pens. I got a nice little present for my mom. So
nice.
it's been nice. Got a new
Nice.
bag, new purse. So
All right.
not much to say, to be honest.
It
Yeah,
sounded like a good week to me, actually.
it's been a good week. Yeah, and I mean, we published also in the last week. I mean, last Friday, published the first episode of our new podcast. So it has to have been a good week.
Yeah, I listened last week, yeah.
Yeah, it's only episode one, so.
Right. And Tom, it's true. I really, really hadn't watched any of that before.
Remember last year we had the conversation and I was going to Egypt and in December or something, you guys brought up Stargate. So I watched the first three episodes. So I was I so for your
Okay.
first episode, kind of remembered what you were talking about.
Okay. I mean, just trying to remember the first three. Yeah, not the greatest.
Yeah,
The first two were okay, but
I think the discussion of the reaction of the security guards playing cards when people start walking through the portal was yeah, it was my same as my reaction. It's like, really? That's what you would do?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like it was super high level earth shattering security and safety that they were
No.
dealing with. It was just,
Mm-mm.
aliens coming
Random
through a portal.
portal. Random portal to another planet.
Yeah, they acted like security guards at Walmart. Well, and
No, they would be more on like on like on
because the Walmart
track.
security guards, they don't want to get fired.
Yes. Yeah, those are clearly didn't care. So yeah, if you wanna know more, you have to listen to Retro Reboot.
And it was definitely fun to record. Hi.
You're
I
in the back.
love
There's a
how
person
she
running through the
pranced
window. You
through.
might as
well show
well
your face and say hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah,
Flyby.
that's how you do it. Should we do some tech news thingy?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
busy watching to see what Tom's wife is gonna do,
Oh, it's
but
true.
she's gone, so
Yeah, she's
whatever.
gone.
Yeah, let's do
Yeah.
some
Oh, I
tech
forgot to
stuff.
mention we had Pride last weekend as well. So see, I've forgotten half of what happened last week.
You did, and
Yeah, it was
you
fun.
had fun at Pride. Your
I
photos were
did. It was
awesome.
a lot. It was really a lot of fun, and I left like three quarters through the parade because it was hot, and I was done. I was like, okay, I need to go home. But I
Yeah.
was there.
Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome. Sadly, I believe I missed the Pride celebration here because there were miscommunications.
Oh no.
And a bunch of us thought it was like this weekend, but it was last weekend.
Oh no.
Whoops.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I have no idea. But yeah. Anyhow, so first story is Ian's.
Yeah. Mine's a bit different. I've seen this popping up in various of my news feeds from varying different places. I thought it was an interesting topic to talk about. It's not one particular story. And to be fair, the thing that seems to be hogging most of the tech news this week is, ooh, look, new Apple things. So keeping away from the fruity fig and toy maker, which is for tomorrow, is this, which is interesting, of the exact opposite of the rush towards ever greater and more advanced. There's a great big swathe of people now that are deciding that no, I don't need that anymore. I'm fed up and have gone back to a feature phone, particularly in my part of the world, particularly in the modern, in let's call it the developed world rather than the developing world, which a feature phone is probably more practical in a lot of those places, longer battery life and all those good things. But here, lots of folks say, no, I'm spending too much time staring at a little rectangle while my kids are playing. I should be, or checking said while I'm sat on the toilet. You know, it's time to say no. I need a new phone. No, I'm going to get like a 3310 and get addicted to Snake instead. But you know, it seems there's a lot of it. And there's like fascinating sort of trend, and vinyl is coming back,
You
and
know,
all of those kind of things. It's kind of, someone says cassettes coming back. Please no, that was never good.
Well, I
I mean,
think the, oh, go ahead, Patrice.
no, I mean, to be honest, I don't believe that story. I mean, are there people our younger ages than us out there who are doing this? Yes. Same with vinyl. Vinyl had a little bit of a
Vinyl's
comeback,
been
but
going
not
a long
really,
while.
but not a lot, to be honest. There was it's still a
It's
niche
a very
market. It
niche
might have been
thing.
a bigger niche than a lot of people expected, and that's why it was in the news, and some people do enjoy it, but for the most part, it's not a lot. And I think the same thing is true here. And the reason for it is very simple. These days, it is getting harder and harder to, and not because of social media, just because of all the other services, to not have a smartphone. Because, I mean, half of like governments have apps now to do things, and like you can, and like there's like Uber and all of that. And I think it gets to a point where you might opt to not use, like delete social media and all of that, but you still have a smartphone. And as I said, there might be some people who are saying, but there's also who are saying, yeah, I don't need this. But there's also people saying, I don't need a phone at all. Like I know a couple of people, they don't have a phone, like I never had. That's fine
I
too.
know
Like,
people. I know folk who don't have mobile phones,
yeah, and they're
but
not
on
older,
the
like they're younger than me. So
Oh,
it's
right.
not
Well,
that
that's
you would
interesting.
say they're
No.
older people. No, it's like younger
Yeah,
people.
I know older folk that don't have
Yeah,
mobile
but
phones. Don't have one. Their wife has one, and if I need to get older than them, I have to send a text to the wife, who then passes the message on, and then it comes back and forth.
No, but
But
it's simply
what is the mo
counterculture of some sort.
right? Is that the motivation? They want to be different? Is that the idea?
Yeah,
I
I mean,
think.
there's a whole like they want to be dependent on like government. They don't want to be dependent on social media companies and Google, all of that. They don't want governments to, you know, all this like governments to control them and like different
So
motivations.
there's an amount of tinfoil hat in there, isn't there? There's an amount of the
But
tinfoil
some
hat
yes, some
brigade,
no. Some
and some of
yes
the
and some
others,
not.
and some I think it's and looking at this, I feel it's performative hair shirt wearing, if I'm honest. Yeah, it's the thing of I was sort of
Hair
earlier in the
shirt.
year. Yeah, you wear a hair shirt because it's uncomfortable, and you feel more. And you feel better for doing it because you're being,
I
and
see.
that's the idea. You wear a hair shirt.
Yeah,
Is the old, it's an old, it's an old, old expression. And so, I mean, I toyed with the idea of ditching Google, and I came more and more to the conclusion that that horse has bolted, gone down the road, and it's now currently jumping somewhere three towns away. I'm not going to be able to detach myself from that multimedia marvel as it is. I can minimize
I
what how I
have,
use. I
but
can control.
you.
I can control how it's used, and I control what bits of it I share with it. But I can still take advantage of excellent mapping services, and using my Google account as a single authorization and tele services, which just makes life so much easier to deal with. And
Yeah,
for
but
me,
if you're 18 years old and you want to be cool, you'd be the
yeah,
kid in
exactly. This is
class who
where,
doesn't have a phone, right?
these are people in their
And
30s that
that,
were talking about this.
all right,
With
I have a
I mean,
hypothesis.
go on.
Go, Jeff.
Okay,
I
so
want to
here's my
know.
hypothesis. For a lot of these people, they're expressing the "I don't want a smartphone" thing as "I want to be more present and I'm going to spend more time with my family." Okay, that's legit. But I think there's an underlying thing that's driving that, and they may not even realize what's driving it. And I think for a lot of people, it's the intent of software developers and service developers to want to hook us in and keep us in and engaged in whatever it is that they have. And so we're getting inundated with messages all the time and alerts all the time. And then when we go and check some service, even if it's just a news service, it's designed in many cases to keep us engaged and keep us looking at more and more stories. And I think for a lot of people, they're getting the fatigue that comes along with being manipulated by all these services. And
And
they're
then,
saying, "I want to be more engaged. I'm going to get a different kind of phone."
well, I guess just delete Instagram.
In
Who
some cases,
fixes
that is,
this?
no, I mean, there's a ton of services like that, and in some cases, it's like you say, but there is services out there that are not that way. Let's say, okay, you have a single, like you have a single interaction. That's the thing we do for you, and then when you're done, you're done, and we don't send you any emails, notifications, whatever. Like you come back when you need us again. There is, I mean, podcasts app are a good example for that. Like you use them when you need them, or music, even Apple Music, maybe even not, because they're sending now notifications in Spotify, especially like, hey, there's a new thing, you want to listen? But podcast apps, a lot of them still don't do that. So there is apps that don't do that. I think there's
That is
part
true.
of that is some people are fed up. I think some people are, how did a friend of mine say? Like she said, she's an old person in a young person's body. She just doesn't care. And there's no reason, oh, I'm doing this for being different or for I'm overwhelmed or whatever. They don't care. They barely use a laptop when they have to. It's just their thing. They don't even think about it. They don't really miss it. They don't think about it. It's just, yeah. And those people exist. I mean, they've always existed one way or another. I mean, they've been like, I remember when I was a kid, I mean, there was like a friend of ours' parents. They didn't have a TV, didn't have a phone. They had a house built out of wood, and it's kind of their thing. And the kids were like, didn't care.
Yeah, there's
Like,
always a percentage of the society that's like that. And I think we need to separate that kind of a situation where there's some small percentage of the society who's always kind of in that mode, which is great, right? Like whatever you want to
Yeah,
do.
not everybody is the
And
same.
then there are the fad things. You know,
Yes.
I know around here, 2, 3 years ago, the instant cameras, Polaroid,
Oh
Instax, became all the rage. Every
It's the
kid's
same
party you
mindset.
went to, somebody had, in fact, we bought one for a birthday party for some of the young kids in our family. And that lasted a year or two, and now nobody cares. You know, it was a fad that came
Yes.
and went.
Yeah, it's kind of with vinyl as
And by
well.
the
It's
way, if you want to
already
buy some
dying out a little
Instax
bit
film, you can buy it from that
more.
film
You have to.
leftover.
Yeah.
Put that on eBay.
Yeah, there you go.
And I think, Ian, as you said, it's very easy to take, like, you can take a smartphone and kind of turn it into a feature phone. Just
Yeah,
delete everything you don't need
take
or never
on
install
and
it.
turn off
Don't install it for the
notifications.
first place.
Yeah, turn off notifications.
I'm
I mean, if you don't have apps that send you notifications, then you don't even have to turn them off. But like, if you don't want to, just turn it off, and then you have a feature phone, literally,
yeah,
because all it does
yeah,
is maybe you have a calendar and a phone.
yeah. Don't put the
That,
app on
that's
your
you use
phone,
it.
you know.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing with this phone. I'm only installing things that I actually need as I've started getting my new phone set up, and I'm carefully disabling much note many of the notifications from them as I can as I
Same.
go. It's a pain, but in the end, I get a bit of experience because I want to go and look at this thing out. So I'll open the app and have a look at what they're offering me, but I'm not keeping getting notifications from it unless I actually want it.
So that was one of the big benefits of the Apple Watch, and I think any smartwatch, is because the notifications is right where you are, you pretty quickly pare that
Start
pare down
turning them
to what you
off.
really need, because otherwise
That.
it's nonstop.
Repairing my running watch was the first thing
That's
I
a
did,
good
was to try
point.
and talk it out of, no, I don't need to see notifications for everything that comes up on my phone. No, I don't, honestly, it's quite fine. All I want to tell me is how long it took me to run this when I went for a run. That's all I need.
Yeah,
And I might
that's
do that
fun.
eventually and sync up with my phone again and upload it to the internet. That's all I need you to do.
My wife just got an Apple Watch, first one in our family, and we did that exact thing. You really notice the notifications when you have a watch, and we went through and turned off probably 10
Because your phone
notifications.
might be somewhere in your purse
Yeah,
or
you
on your
never see
desk,
it.
whatever.
Yeah.
You don't even see the notification, and by the time you see it, you don't care anymore. You're like swiping past it, like or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, but with a watch, it's literally bugging you all the time. So.
That's true.
Yep. Hey Tom, tell us about your story.
My story this week is it's actually about a person who recently died. But I wanted to bring this up because this woman was very influential in the way semiconductors are designed. Her name was Lynn Conway. She was a transgender woman, and I think is kind of well known in the probably tech slash transgender world, but she's very
Oh,
well known in
yes.
just the tech world too. She had a really interesting path. She started off at IBM. She worked at places like Memrex when Memrex was doing some really actually cool things, in the 70s. She also worked at Xerox PARC. A lot of you probably know about Xerox PARC. And I think she ended up at DARPA was her last job. But the big thing that she did was basically innovate the way semiconductors are designed and the whole building block method where you don't tweak every transistor, every design. You sort of create a library of reusable blocks. That was one part. And then she worked with a guy named Carver Mead from Caltech, and they wrote a book called Introduction to VLSI Systems, which in the 80s was a Bible. Every semiconductor chip designer had that book on their shelf. We just called it Mead Conway. I had to actually look up the title of the book because we just called it Mead Conway. And it was a way to sort of design and physically lay out a chip design in a way that you could scale it by just changing the scaling factor. So if you designed it for a particular technology, you could just say, well, scale it by 20% and everything would go whoop, whoop, whoop. And which just helped explode the number of people where semiconductor design was within their reach because they simplified it so much. And I worked at a company called VLSI Technology in the 80s, which was all sort of Caltech alumni founded. And so we followed that method quite a bit. And VLSI Technology is a company that did a lot of chips for the original Macs. Anyway, so she was a pioneer in semiconductor design, did a lot of great things, got a lot of grief in the tech industry, being transgender in the late 70s, early 70s, actually basically got fired from IBM because of it. And so
She
her.
said like she had to start basically she had to start over. She
Yeah.
likened it to being like a Cold War spy. You basically have to
Right.
start over and you kind of have to like hide everything. You can't like, you have to be perfect basically, because
Right.
otherwise people are gonna notice and that might get you fired again.
Right. I just can't imagine how much stress that caused her for so many years and still to accomplish what she did. And, shout out to Carver Mead, who was more than willing to work with her and,
I mean,
help her
she
along.
worked at Xerox PARC around the time when Steve Jobs was
Yep.
there.
Yep. In the mid 70s or
So,
early
yeah.
70s. Yeah, mid 70s. I think at the end, unfortunately, I think there's some controversy with her partner, Carver Mead, that he maybe tried to take too much credit, but which I met Carver Mead. He was that
Well,
kind of
I
guy
mean,
sometimes.
every woman has had that happen to
Yeah.
her, like,
Yeah. It's not a
unfortunately.
new experience, is it?
No.
And then one last cool thing that I'll talk about that she kind of pioneered was something called multi-project wafers, which is, when you manufacture a semiconductor device, usually it's the Apple chip that goes on there. But for people that are just trying to do some experimentations, early companies, they can kind of pool their money together and jointly pay for the processing of a wafer, but each have their own little space on the die to put their own separate design. And that was a method called multi-project wafer, which he started at I think it was at Park she started pioneering that, and it became a project
Yeah.
called MOSIS, which was a service for universities in the US, at least. I'm not sure if it was outside the US, where if you paid a certain amount of money, relatively small amount of money, you could get your chip manufactured. So anyway, I just wanted to give a shout out to Lynn Conway, who passed away. It was, I think, in her 80s, 86.
Yeah,
Yeah,
86.
no, born 1938, so yeah, 86, yeah.
86, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
IBM did finally apologize for
Yeah,
firing
like
her.
a couple of
Yeah,
years ago.
in 2020.
Took them
Yeah. Yeah.
52 years,
50
but they
years.
finally
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm
Oh,
not
the
pointing
horse is
that out
bolted by that again. The
as
horse
a
is bolted
positive thing for
situation.
IBM, because first, they shouldn't have fired her.
Right.
Second, it shouldn't have taken decades before they said, yeah, sorry about that, our bad.
Yeah, but she
I
got
just think,
introduced into the National Inventors Hall of Fame for the VLSI like a couple of years.
yeah. I mean, I'm sure if she would have stayed at IBM, she would have done great things. But she made lemonade out of lemons, and she had a horrible experience at IBM, but turned it into a great career.
Yeah, her personal website is also quite famous,
I
so.
think I think I still have her book here. I should, while somebody else is talking, I'll go look and see if I have it.
I was just looking at her website. It's very
Yeah.
1980s.
It
Definitely.
definitely is, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, she
There's a lot
wrote
of
a
good
lot
info
about
there.
her experience, so that was super interesting.
I bet.
Yeah, it's been, yeah, as I said, I've heard of her, and I mean, it just shows you, like, you know, like, no matter what happens, you have to be you and find your way. And yeah, it's sad that she died, but I mean, I
It
hope she had a
is.
good life.
It's always, pioneers always have a tough road, right?
Yeah, I mean, no matter what, that's true. It's unfortunately, maybe it's part of the game simply that,
Yeah, I guess.
like, if it was easy, everybody would do it, right?
Right, that's true.
Yeah,
Looking
but
at her
sad. It.
website, I'm okay that it is what it is, because I mean, it's fast, it's sleek, it's not loading a bunch of garbage in the background.
Oh, so hey, sign up for my
It's
newsletter
high.
and like, hey, like,
It's high speed.
you want to buy
Right,
my own? You want to go
just
to
give me
my OnlyFans?
some basic HTML and organize a couple things that need to be in columns as tables, because old school,
For the tables,
and away you go. Yeah.
yeah. I mean, she did retire in, I think, 98 from like from her like University of Michigan, I think job, but she stayed on like kind of professor emeritus
Emeritus, yeah.
afterwards.
She died in Michigan, yeah.
Yeah, I think she was, yeah, University of Michigan, yeah, says here. Yeah, so I mean, it's for me, it's still super interesting how many transgender people are actually in the, like, very influential in the, in, like, say, tech in the widest sense. Like, half of the internet is kind of invented
Yes,
online.
because one of the Risk developers is transgender person as well, isn't it? One of
Oh,
the people from Risk. Right from
there's
Risk.
a lot of other stuff, like a lot of
But
the stuff you wouldn't even know, like.
yeah, besides Lynn Conway, there are two, three other real pioneers in semiconductor electronic design automation, transgenders. Really
Yeah,
Sophie
big
Will Sophie
pioneers. Shows here.
Wilson's who I was thinking of. That's the other person. Sophie Wilson's the other person I was thinking of.
I heard at some event somewhere, I can't even remember. That's not the important part. The important part is what I heard, which was some like super crazy intelligent engineer saying, yeah, if it wasn't for the Alphabet Mafia, we wouldn't have computers or internet like we do today.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Alphabet Mafia.
Yeah, I like
It's true.
that.
Is
That is
that an
true.
acceptable slang term?
Yeah, I
Alphabet
think it's fine.
Mafia, or is that derogatory?
No, I
I
think
think it's
going
fine.
with it's okay, because
Yeah,
I've also heard that from a couple trans friends and a couple gay friends.
Okay, it's cool.
Yeah, I think it's
I
fine.
asked
It's
because I think
always
it's
about how
cool.
you
I'd
mean
like to
it,
use
and
it. Right.
yeah.
The intent, yeah.
Like, you
But
can
I think
use
that's kind of fun.
anything in a derogatory
I
way
love
if
that
you want to.
Alphabet Mafia. That's a great term.
Yep.
Fun
Sad
story.
to lose her. great story.
Think it's my
Patrice,
turn, right?
it's
Yeah.
your turn.
So I want to like I kind of have two stories, but the one is only an honorable mention. So I want to give an honorable mention to Flight Simulator 2024, which will be released November 19th, according to Microsoft. I'm super happy about that it keeps going. But my real
It's
story is,
amazing it's still happening.
yeah,
But
it's you would think like, I mean, what started as kind of a gimmick, I think it was in, what was it? It was in, was it in Excel? It was somewhere. It was mostly a gimmick, and then they spun it out, I think, into a real
and it's, I
product.
mean,
And
it's a thing.
these days, I mean, it's like pilots and like professional trainings are happening with it. So it's real. But the real thing is, I think something for the IKEA fans out there, you
Oh my
can
God.
and or Roblox fans, you can get hired by IKEA to run the virtual reality Roblox store, the
That's
IKEA store
produced
in
already.
Roblox this way. So that I found that hilarious that IKEA is hiring 10 people as employees in their virtual store in Roblox, which I mean Roblox is,
Pretty
especially in the
popular.
younger generations, pretty
Yeah, it's
big,
a big
really
thing.
big. Yeah.
Massive. So if you want to buy pixelated IKEA furniture, you would probably go to the pixelated IKEA Roblox store, and now they have real em or will have real employees.
And buy
So
pixelated meatballs.
buy pixelated and eat probably pixelated meatballs. Yeah.
Well,
Pixelated meatballs.
based on what they're paying them, they won't be able to afford pixelated IKEA furniture, though.
You think?
No, they're paying them
Yeah.
thirteen
I don't think
million.
there's a
You
lot
get
of.
paid in
Yeah.
Robux, right?
Yeah.
It's. Oh, yeah, that's true. So it's unfortunately only available to people in the UK or Ireland. It's remote, but you have to be in the UK or Ireland. So that's that. But other than that, I don't think they have a lot of like requirements. Like it's a perfect job for like students or whatever.
Yeah,
Like
that's true. It would be
students
great for
who
students.
want Robux.
I'm just throwing the
Yeah.
link in for the job
Robux.
app. I've got thrown in the page. There's the page for the application. I've just thrown the link in for it.
Yeah, thank you.
Get paid
So
to work as a co-worker at IKEA on Roblox. Experience created under.
yeah, as I
That's
said,
pretty
it's a
cool.
fun, I mean,
That'd be a
it's a
great
fun
job.
thing. Yeah, I mean, it's not the first time this has happened. I remember, what was it? Second Life, I think, was a big thing, like in the,
Oh my God, I
I think
forgot about
early
Second Life.
2010s, I want to say,
Yeah.
like late 20, 2009, 10, 11, something like that. Speak. And then disappeared. I think a company is still around, but it's nowhere, anywhere. But I think the same thing happened there.
I don't know much about Roblox, but I've seen, my nieces and nephews play with it. It looks really cool.
It is. And I like
It's
the
not a
building
stupid
aspect of
game.
it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like SimCity, but a thousand times better.
Definitely.
Yeah,
And I mean
you can
more
build your
because
own
you build
games and then other
literally.
people can come play them and
Yeah. It's
Right.
literally building the world. I mean with
Right.
Sims it was very limited. You could do some things, but really not a lot. But
Yeah,
this is
1990 SimCity was cool, right?
SimCity, yeah, but even that was quite limited compared to this. I mean, you can literally
Oh
build
yeah.
anything you want. Like you just build the blocks. So it's that's it. It's a really cool idea. And if someone is it likes IKEA or just likes to do it and wants a job, like I said, probably some student somewhere because I think
Make
nobody else would want to
some
do that.
Robux so you can buy
Well,
new stuff for your avatar.
yeah,
Well,
for example.
it says in the article, Walmart has a virtual store and Gucci has a Gucci town.
Gucci Town. Yeah, I mean that's the thing.
Now
I
take me
mean,
to
at the end of the day,
Gucci
this
Town.
is marketing. Like, I mean, they want to be
Right.
there, they want to be present, they want people to have a good experience there, so that they go to the real stores and buy things. I
You
mean, with
know,
Gucci, I'm not sure, probably.
when you say
Not a
Gucci
lot of
Town,
people can afford it,
I think
but
of Los Angeles when you say Gucci Town, isn't it?
that's true, yeah.
Well, I
That
mean,
probably
that's
would
legit
be.
too.
Yeah, or Paris could
Beverly
also be
Hills,
Paris.
Paris, yeah, maybe Paris.
Could also be. Yeah.
So I went and took a quick look online, and Second Life is still there. The
It's
website
really
makes
still a
it look
thing.
like it's a big thing. Yeah. Of course, it doesn't have to be a big thing to look like a big thing on a website.
That's true. Yeah, the mind share is definitely not the same as it was like early. I said early, I think 2010s, like that.
There's probably still people playing it though, right?
Oh, sure. Our university had like a campus on there and everything.
Really?
So I remember that. Yeah, I mean, it was mostly a project of our department to see what we can do with it. But it was fun. We got some money. We got some budget for that. So it was fun. I never really cared too much about it. But we had like part of some course, we had to work with it a little bit. That was cool.
Yeah, I do really like the building aspect of Roblox. I watch my niece say, well, you can put this here, and then I can call my friend, and we can do this.
That was for me, Age of Empires, the same thing. Like, I always like to build it. The playing was kind of, I didn't care, but the building, I really like doing that.
I gave my nephew SimCity when he was about 10, I think, and all he wanted to do was fly, I think it had a dragon in it or something, fly a dragon in and destroy all the buildings. He didn't want to build anything.
Life goals.
He became an electrical engineer.
Well, there you go.
At some point, I guess he wondered how the dragon is flying and then became an engineer.
I'm so excited. Hey, you can build this. Yeah, but look at this dragon. I can, you know, just the wrong age, I think.
But I bet his designs now are dragon-proof.
They're very robust.
Oh, yes.
Very robust
Yeah, it's probably building planes that are dragon-proof now.
Well, he works in the medical industry, so it's perfect.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that might be.
That's
very awesome. Little dragons there, so. Sometimes in people, but that's a different story.
You know who I wonder if they have a Roblox world? As a host? Yeah, because if they did, you could go in. And you could see just how awesome their web hosting is. You could see how awesome and easy it is to buy domain names through them. And why would I make such a just painfully tenuous transition like that? Well, because TSO Host is taking all the things they do so well, which does include doing things better than the way I did that transition. But okay, so what is it that they do well? They offer great web hosting. They're giving that to us to help us out. That's why we have a website where you can go and see everything that's going on with all the shows. They have server space, which they are giving to us so that we have a place for all the show files to live so you can watch or listen to recordings whenever you want. They also have some crazy awesome bandwidth, which they are giving to us so we can live stream shows to you every single week. And without their generous help and support, we would not be able to do all the things that we do for you. And that is not hyperbole. That's just a fact. The resources that it takes to do all of this are pretty intense. And they're just saying, hey, you know, we like you and we want to do something for our community. So here are the resources you need. So British Tech Network can do all the things that they do. So thank you to TSO Host for being here and supporting us. Please, everyone, go online on your favorite social media and thank TSO Host for being here and supporting us. It's easy to do, and I know I ask you to do it every single week, and there's a reason I ask you, and it's because it's important to let them know that we do appreciate just how much help they're giving us. So please, go online and thank TSO Host for being here, and that's all you need to do. If by chance you decide that you have found an amazing domain name that you just can't live without, I'm trying to come up with something. Maybe it's robloxmeatballs.com or something. I don't know. Ian'shotmess.com. I kind of like that. Yeah. Just go and use TSO Host for that, because they're going to give you really good pricing. They're going to make it easy for you to buy that domain name. And it gets even better, because once you've got that in your cart, I mean, if you need hosting, add that in. But more importantly, add in the discount code BTN20 so you get 20% off your order. So they're giving you a great price and giving you an extra 20% off just because you are part of the BTN family. So thank you again, Tioso Host, for being here and supporting us. And I mean, we know how good Tioso Host is at what they do. And we appreciate it. And we also, Patrice, appreciate how awesome you are at telling people about the live chat, because you are far better at it than I am. Do you mind helping me out?
Oh, I don't mind at all. So we have a really cool live chat. I mean, imagine it like the live chat you have on the side of like a YouTube live stream or all the other live streams. So we have a chat. If you want to join it when we're recording, all you have to do is head over to chat.britishtechnetwork.com and you're in. So that's how easy it is. It's quite easy, and then you can talk to us. Like, you can see the links like the stuff we talked about, and not just the story. Sometimes we post in extra things that we mention, like, for example, what I think Ian posted earlier. It's like, yeah, it's just and if Jeff posted Second Life, for example. So it's just worth it, and you can talk to us, and you can talk to each other. So it's just a lot of fun. And yeah, we're recording this very show usually Thursday, 7 p.m. UK time. And by the way, Thursday, 7 p.m., I should say. See, my brain is all over the place right now. 7 p.m. UK time on Thursdays for the big show, for this show. And Fridays, 4 p.m. UK time for the Mac show, if you're into the Apple side of things. And this week was really exciting. So there's a lot to talk about, and also our keynote poker and the result of that, and wow. So that's going to be interesting tomorrow. So 4 p.m. UK time, Fridays for that. But if you're listening to us in your podcast player of choice and you're like, yeah, I like it that way. It doesn't interrupt me. It doesn't send us your notifications that we talked about earlier. And you're like, I like it that way. Not that our website sends you any notifications, but either way, like, you do you. You can still get to the links. You can still get to the chat transcript to opt that, because we have a bot. And the bot in our chat records everything and puts it up on our website. So if you head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, you can, and then there's a calendar that asks you for a, like, pick a date. Just pick any date from June 2nd, 2015 till now. Today would be June 13th, 2024. So if you pick any of the dates in between, recommended to pick Thursdays or Fridays because that's when the shows happen traditionally. But if you do that, you will see literally what was talked about on the day you selected. So that's how easy it is.
Awesome. See, just, I'm in awe because you make it seem so easy to explain all this. And for me,
it is easy.
It's easy for you.
No, it is easy to use. That's the point. Easy to explain, easy to use.
It's
just you, Jeff.
It's just me. I accept this. This is true.
I mean, we've proven it's just you, because others had no problem doing this.
It's just me. Yep. This is a fair assessment.
No, to be fair, you're getting better and better. Like, the last couple of times were pretty perfect.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Well, thank you. But I still think it's better when you do it, Patrice. Oh. All right. So it is cool thing time. So who has the first cool thing? And
not me, because I was too slow.
That would be Tom.
I'm quick on the draw today. My cool thing is a podcast. It's Sharp Tech with Ben Thompson. I'm sure a lot of you... Mm-hmm. Quite a few of you know who Ben Thompson is. He runs Stratechery. Mm-hmm. This is one of his podcasts. You know, he's known for his writing. He's had, you know, his website and blog and, you know, subscription newsletter for a long, long time. You know, probably 10 years or more. And he and his company do a few podcasts. This one, Sharp Tech, is with Andrew Sharp, is the guy that does it with Ben Thompson. And it's like a lot of stuff he does. Some of them are free, some of them are subscription only. It's about 50-50. Just like the blogs that he does. Some you can read for free, some you have to pay for. But and he's kind of a quirky personality, but he's got a great take on strategy of technology things, you know, media companies, semiconductor, Apple, Google, you know, all that stuff. And I think years ago he worked at Microsoft. So if you're interested in hearing a pretty informed, intelligent opinion about what's going on in the tech world on many different subjects, I'd recommend Shark Tech with Ben Thompson.
Cool. And I like the podcast logo where the sharp part is a porcupine silhouette.
Hiya.
Pretty cool.
Nice. Cool. I'll check it out. Okay. Then it looks like Patrice, you are up.
I am up. I have a really cool thing that someone else recommended to me 2 weeks ago. That was Ian. And it's a really cool book. I'm in the last 2 weeks, I'm actually listening to it for the second time. I'm right in the middle of it right now, because it's that good and that important.
There's a
I've
lot to take
recommended it to
in.
a there's tons of stuff in it. So the book is Why We Eat in brackets Too Much. Little bit misleading title, but you know how that goes with editors and like publishers deciding sometimes that the title
Yeah.
is the title. He does reference it in the book actually, or in the afterword,
Yeah.
kind of why he thinks it's still okay as a title. But it's kind of I thought it was a little bit misleading because it's not about eating too much, it's just eating too much of the wrong things. And I mean, I've been very interested in nutrition and like medical stuff and science and so on around that for probably a good 15 years. I have read, I think, all major like papers and publications and tons of books and everything I could find on it. This is the best summary, and summary is a very broad term for this because he does draw tons of conclusions out of the science that I've ever seen. The way everything is explained, from really how does what work in your body, he's a like a surgeon,
Bariatric surgery. He's a bariatric surgeon. So those
bariatric surgeon.
tubes,
Thank you.
those tubes for shrinking your gut. That's
Yeah,
that's his start. That's his
and
starting point.
his starting point, and for him, he realized that it wasn't working. It worked for a very select few people, and for most people, it worked short term, and long term, it didn't help at all. And he kind of started to wonder why, like, what's the problem? And that kind of, and also what's missing in like med school and like what you learn. And he said, like, see, take this book as your educate, like your medical students, take this as your education because you're not getting it. They get like 15 hours on like how all of this works. That's not a lot if you
Yeah.
think about it. Like how all of our like energy systems and everything in our body works and everything resolved. I mean, why is our world so obsessed with food? Think about it. It's because it's that important for us. If we would literally not exist if it wasn't for the food, we wouldn't exist in the way we are if it wasn't for the food that we managed to.
Yeah, we
Or for the
wouldn't have.
food technologies that we managed to like fire and like everything we've done since, agriculture, all of it. And he kind of debunks based on science a lot. I mean, he explains it really well. He debunks a ton of myths, like the whole myth of whatever, fats are bad, saturated fats are really bad. You should eat like oils from like grains because they're better. You should eat in general a lot of grains, all of that. He debunks all of it, and he's right because the science and the research was shaky to begin with and then hasn't been replicated. But as it is usually, someone took the one thing that they wanted to hear and then ran with it to like all the way to like news media outlets and politics. The selection bias is still a thing, very much so here. And he explains why that is and the motivation of how this happened and like how in companies do it and what their motivations is. And he doesn't sell you a diet or anything. He's
No.
like diets don't work. And
Yeah, he says it's
he has
not
proof.
sustainable. You have to have a way
It's
of
not
living.
sustainable. And honestly, for the first time, and that's why I'm listening to the book again, I understood some very fundamental things about myself and why certain things have worked and haven't worked, and why they haven't worked in the long run. And that was, with all the knowledge I already had, quite interesting because he really explains it well. Like, how do your systems work and why? But if you think about it, it's all biology. It's all like biology over hundreds of thousands and millions of years.
He talks
And
about nicely in that book about how we evolved a certain way because we ate a certain thing
because we
and
had
because we
to.
processed, we had to. And then he also talks about how when we eat together, that was a more natural way of eating than grabbing food on the go and all the other kind of things that we do now in our modern world. There's a t I, He does a lovely thing in every one of those chapters. He calls back to the beginning, he calls back to the middle in the middle, and he rounds it all up very nicely. Better than a lot of things I've read before, where if you're going to read something like this, it's quite digestible. But it's something I do
It
need, like something
is.
I really do
I
need to
see what
go
you
back and
did
make
there, Ian.
notes.
It is quite digestible, he does, I mean, given the knowledge, and I'm pretty sure you could find problems with the things, because I mean, and he sometimes even addresses it. He said, like, okay, this is like we could go into this, but this is going too deep. Like, there is certain areas where very clearly for me it was like he kind of glossed over this little bit here where it was a little bit more complicated than he made it, and that's fine because at the end of the day he's trying to explain it for people who probably don't have that knowledge. Like, if you're a researcher in the area, you probably know more how things work, but he gives you a really good explanation that you can still understand, and then you can go from there if you really want more. And one of the fundamental things that he has in the book and that I really understood is the, like, you know the whole calories in, calories out. That's, I mean, everybody still has that. Everybody still thinks that's the golden egg of everything. And he
It's
says,
not.
yes, it is one of the rules, but there is fundamental issues with it because one, the calories out, we leave out a bunch of important things because like 75, 80% of the calories that you that get that you consume that you get out, basically, that you somehow burn or whatever, you have zero control over. Zero, literally zero. And another 10, 15% you also have very little control over. And it's really the exercise what people focus on is like 10% of your burn. And very succinctly. And then he says, and the second thing is you're missing a second rule. And the second rule is the negative feedback systems that we have in
Yes.
nature all over the place. Our bodies are full of negative feedback systems. Why do you don't you die of thirst? Why do you not have to really, most people at least don't have to think about drinking? Because there is literally a system in place that prevents that from happening, that you don't drink enough water. I mean, I said, minus some people that might have a condition here or there, most people drink more or less what they're supposed to. Why?
You
Because
don't
there's a
necessarily go
system in
around.
place.
Yeah, your body has a has anybody he knows how much
Figured
you
it
need,
out.
and there's a point at which it goes you dehydrate basically because you go yeah right now you need more water, you need more water now,
Your body literally, unless you actively work against it and ignore it or over like drink too much water. If you drink six, I think it's like 6 liters in like a couple hours, you might actually
yeah.
die because you're. But like everything in your body is telling you not to do it, and you have to actively very hard work against it because there's systems in place. And he says, and what we haven't really thought of or figured out is that is probably the same for our energy system. Why? Because it has to be that way, and we see in nature it is that way. And I don't think we're that different from nature that we can say, well, we're different than cats or mice or whatever. Cows, everybody, every other animal is doing that. Why would we be different? And it's this negative feedback system is out of whack in us, but it's still there, and it works sometimes against us. And that, like, I mean, he shows quite well that probably. Also, given research, is probably what's going on. There's still tons of gaps. But it's the best explanation I've heard, and it made me understand things that I had not figured out yet. So
Yeah,
really
it's
good book.
really good explanations for lots of stuff in there. And that was what took me, whether I take a pinch of salt from some of it, I don't know. But some of the stuff, the explanations were very rational. And to my scientific brain, I can't be doing with this and that. Oh, it's because of it. It makes absolute sense. It's great.
He might be he, and he was very open about it. Said I'm probably wrong, and something things that we think today are this and that way are probably slightly different. And like with, I think he likens it with scurvy and so on, and says, "Yep, until we discovered that vitamin C was important to prevent scurvy, we didn't understand it fully." And he thinks there's probably things that we haven't understood yet that if we do, we'll understand this. But he thinks we're at least on the right track with that. So he might be wrong, who knows? But it's, as I said, it's a really good book. So highly, 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 highly recommend this. And it's like
And you
10
get
bucks or
some
something.
and double
Like,
thumbs up from me as well. I recommend it too. He's got another book out as well, which I'm going to dip into soon. I haven't got
Me
around.
too.
I was having a break for some nonsense first before I read something serious. I like a
Yeah,
bit of
sometimes
nonsense
you.
in between.
Yeah. And the narrator is really good too, by the way, if you go for the
Oh,
audio.
okay. I might get the Audible version for the next one actually, because I bought the book from Amazon. So.
It's one of the things I'm trying to stay away from Amazon, so I put in the Libro link, which is a really good book service that I think it was a cool thing for me that supports independent bookstores. So you don't have to go with the big Amazon, basically. It's the only option at
Awesome.
least, I mean, at some point. So yeah, highly recommend it.
All right. Ian, it's your turn.
Yeah, I've got a twofer. One to get, one don't, one not to. So my first one is, I'll go with the good thing first. The good thing is new computer, I need an IRC client. Oh, damn it. I don't really want to install one on a work computer. So, is there a web one? Yes, there is. And it's called Mibit, MIBBIT. And it does exactly, I've been using it this evening. It does exactly what I need it to. It's free. I can, and I've signed up, and there's an ad banner in there. If you don't use an ad blocker, you'll see. And I use an ad blocker, so I don't see it. It works very, very acceptably. I should be using it for the future. Fantastic. And the other one is, I think a couple of weeks ago I mentioned that on an AliExpress sale I picked up a faux aura ring for really not very much money. And here it is on my finger now, and it is a complete pile of steaming poo. So far as I can tell, so far as I
Really,
can
thank
tell,
you.
so far,
Wow.
the device won't sync unless I take my phone out of its case. If I try it with an iPhone here, it equally won't sync. I faff and I can get it to sync when I take my phone out of my case. So not winning so far. The sizing's really weird, so it's one between one thing and another. And it's there. I'm going to wear it for another day because I'm curious to see if it gets any sleep data out of it at all. I'm very curious to see what numbers it brings back. But so far, I'd say save your tenner. If it costs more than a tenner, you've been robbed. Do not buy. I think it's shite.
So it's like $10 for this thing.
I bought this thing on AliExpress for about $10. It cost me something like £10.50. It was cheap enough to have a go and to see what it felt like to be wearing one of these
Wow.
kind of things, and there it be.
In the US, it will cost you $20.60.
Yes, it's not very much. If you
Wow.
but if you want to
It's
try
even less
a
worth it.
yeah, even but if you want to try one of these things out, it's not a bad way to try one of these things out, but I still wouldn't buy it.
I'm kind of
And
thinking it
I mean,
is a
I've
bad
got,
way to try one of these things
yeah,
out.
well, I've got two modern mobile phones here that should be perfectly capable of syncing with it, neither which can.
Jeff, they're on
Mean,
sale.
if you've
They
got 20 bucks
were
to waste,
25. Yeah, they
then
were 25, right? It's now it's only
it's a
$20.
deal.
It's
I should
bargain
stop
cents. Yeah, it's a
complaining.
deal.
What is
Yeah.
wrong with me?
Yeah.
It's a deal.
Yeah, it's a
This
deal.
is where is Will when you need him? I wish he was still around. This would have been the time.
Oh, he would be like, oh, I already just ordered 1,000 of them. But they're
Right,
only for
he'd be selling
right-handed
him with
people. I
left
don't
shoes.
know. Yeah,
Selling him
Or
with left shoes.
it's only for left-handed people, because
Right.
so just to confirm, Ian, you only bought one, right?
Yeah, I only got
Okay,
one.
just
Okay.
making
I
sure.
bought other things that were actually in the same order that were very good. But this is hot shit.
This wasn't.
How long did it take from the time you ordered it until you got it?
About a week and a half. It was a really good
Oh, not
shipping on
bad.
this time round
Not
from Ali.
bad.
I've got some other stuff that were great, and this is just not. I messed around with it, so I thought, oh, no, I'll leave it to charge up for a day. I'll ignore it for a day, and then I kind of forgotten about it. I thought, oh, there's that thing, isn't there? I just brought it down to the office, charged it a bit more today, and only messing around thinking, oh God, hot shit.
Wow.
Please do not buy one. If you'd like an Oura ring, please go and buy a genuine Oura ring from the vendors. I'm sure they're an excellent thing. This meh, meh,
Probably
meh.
also meh.
But at least they might sink.
It might actually sink,
That's
but it won't
true.
be
It
right.
might still not be good, but at least it sinks.
Yeah. And it might actually fit a bit better than this bastard does as well, but there we go.
All right.
That's funny.
So I believe that means it's my turn now. And I'm bringing a TV series.
Oh,
This is on Netflix
yay. Nice.
and it's called Scavenger's Reign. And it's an animated series. Each episode is about 30 minutes long. And the premise of the story is there's this space cargo freighter where there's some sort of disaster on the ship, and they have to evacuate the ship. And so you end up with a handful of survivors with their escape pods on
And a bunch
this
of self-sealing stem bolts.
and a case of self-sealing stem bolts. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're on this alien planet. They're not all together, so it's like different little clusters of people trying to survive. And it's like this really weird planet, because the native animals and plants, I mean, they're very, very alien. And there's a lot you can do when you do this as animation. And so, of course, everyone wants to get off of the planet and get saved. And it doesn't appear that the shipping company that they work for is interested in bothering to try and find them. So they're just on their own. And it's fun. It's really interesting. There's some really creepy stuff that goes on. And like in the first episode, you're getting introduced to the different characters, and one of them is completely isolated and stuck inside the escape pod because of the way it landed.
Oh, it's on the
And
planet, but he's stuck in the escape
he
pod.
can't get out. And so
No.
he's completely isolated. He can look out a window, and he can see that there's this world out there, but he can't get out. And it's really cool, because you even though it's this absolutely fantastical fantasy sci-fi thing, you get to see these characters having to deal with their environment in what's probably pretty realistic ways. But it's just a lot of fun. So it's only one season. And it was originally on Max, and it's one of the shows that they decided that they were just going to pull after a while, and Netflix grabbed it. So I've heard rumors that Netflix may fund the second season of the series, so we might get more of this.
I thought you said you heard rumors that Netflix might cancel
Oh, well, it's too late to cancel it because it already
it.
happened. So
Oh, okay.
they're just
Fair point.
showing what was canceled.
Just like with Star Trek Prodigy.
Like, yes. By the way, Star Trek Prodigy Season 2 starts on Netflix in July.
Nice.
Yeah.
So.
So there we go. And with that, it is time to wrap up. So thank you to the three of you for just making my morning and well, and now afternoon. Just so much fun. I really do enjoy getting to spend time with all of you. So thank you for that. And everyone that's watching and listening live, everyone that participates in the live chat, thank you for being here as well. It's so great to have you along for the adventure. Everyone that watches or listens to the show recordings later on, I am so glad that you are part of the BTN family as well. So thank you for joining us. And hey, TSO hosts, thank you for being here and supporting us. Give them some online love, people. Speaking of love, Ewan, thank you for being you. And Muller, thanks for making sure we have people for shows. And then related to the shows, please, please don't forget about the daily news show where you can get in a beautiful 5-minute chunk the tech news that matters to you. So please go check that out and then send some money in to help keep that show going because it does take a little bit extra to make the daily news show happen. There's a
Nice.
big button right on the homepage for or on for the British Tech Network homepage, so you can make those donations. So thank you to everyone and everything. And
And thank you,
with
guys. I do need to run away because I need to go and pick someone up from the station. So thank you very much.
thank you,
I'm
yeah.
Ian. You can find me on TIOABOA on chat room, and I'm on LinkedIn and everything else. Great to see you guys. My favorite part of the week, as always, like everything else. I'll see you later. Take care.
Bye,
See you
Ian.
later,
Take
Ian.
care.
Bye.
All right. So now that Ian has told us where we can find him, and his timing is perfect because
People
that's what I was about to start, was that part. Tom, where can people find you?
can find me on Mastodon. I am Tom F at sfba.social.
Awesome. And Patrice, how about you?
Well, I'm here every week on the Big Show on Thursdays, the Mac Show on Fridays, unless I'm traveling. Happens once a month at least. You can find out everything that I'm doing on my website, thepatrice.com. And Jeff and I, as we mentioned in the beginning, have a new show called Retro Rewatch at retrorewatch.com. And where we rewatch, well, I rewatch shows that Jeff has never seen before with him, and we talk about them. And I mean, we're not promising that we stick with the show we've picked, SG-1, Stargate SG-1, forever, but for now we're continuing. So we'll see. I mean, whenever we get the urge to do something else, we'll just do that. We might come back even. Who knows? So there's no guarantee. It's not a rewatch of, oh, we're rewatching this show in its entirety. Might happen, might not happen. Who knows? But it's a lot of fun. So head
It
over to
is.
your favorite podcast player and subscribe to that. Please subscribe. Like and subscribe, right? It's what
Like
you
and
say.
subscribe and tell your friends.
And tell your friends.
Awesome. All right. So for me, Jay Gamut on social media, I'm active on Mastodon and Instagram and some on Threads. Then for shows, Chuck Joyner lets me join in on Mac Voices Live on Tuesdays. Then Dave Ginsberg lets me join in on In Touch with iOS on Thursdays. And then here on Thursdays for the Big Show, Fridays for the Mac Show, Brian Chaffin and I do the Context Machine. And as Patrice mentioned, Retro Rewatch. And Patrice, I am having so much fun doing the show with you. I'm glad that you saw this as the solution to what apparently is a major problem that I haven't seen a lot of shows.
It is a major problem.
Well, we're fixing that now, one episode at a time. So I think that's all the stuff. I don't know how many of you are coming over to the US if you're outside the United States, or if you're inside the United States, just coming to Illinois, for Mac Stock in July. I will be there.
It's coming up.
It's coming up. I am speaking. And it's there's a lot of other people that I'm sure you know from the Apple community that will be there. Chuck Joyner, Dave Ginsberg, Brett Terpstra, Kelly Gaumont, Allison Sheridan, Marty Jensius, and there's more, and I'm forgetting to name some people, and it's not because I don't want to mention them. It's just that there's so many people speaking that I just can't remember right off the top of my head everyone that's speaking. So go to the MaxStock conference website. I think it's maxstockconference.com, and you can see the
MaxStock
list of
Conference and Expo.com, I think. Maybe both of them work, actually. I don't know.
could be. I don't know. I've had to type it enough that it just auto
Oh.
completes for me. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So I think it's July 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Both of them work, by the way. Yeah,
Awesome.
12th, 13th, and 14th. Great.
Yeah.
Only 28 days, 17 hours, 20 minutes, and 4 seconds from now.
Wow. It's coming up faster than I realized. I have a discount code. You can get $30 off your ticket if you use the coupon code JGAMMOT.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Nice.
come hang out at Max Stock. It'll be a lot of fun. All right. So with that, now it's really, really time to go. So everyone, join us tomorrow for the Mac show, where we will talk about the Worldwide Developer Conference keynote. But more importantly, you will get to see how incredibly poorly I perform on
Oh,
keynote
all of
poker.
us. As always, all of us.
Yes. And I do not know the results, but I have a pretty good idea how bad I did.
Did we make it past 50-50? That's the big question for us. Like,
Yeah.
50% we got correct, 50% we're wrong. That would be
That would be a
at least
milestone for
that
us.
would be a milestone for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
We will know tomorrow.
Yeah. So find out tomorrow. Then don't forget to join us next Thursday for the big show and next Friday for the Mac show. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.